Nolte, report, desperate and failing Cuomo might rehire Chris Cuomo. By John Nolte on April 23, 2024. Rumors swirl of a Chris Cuomo CNN comeback after network's latest experiment is axed, Page 6 reports. This is beyond glorious. Cuomo is so doomed that there is talk of bringing back the disgraced Chris Cuomo. Why? Because this is a fake news outlet that's 1. Doomed. 2. Has no idea how to reverse its doom. And 3. Has no stable of appealing talent. CNN is a smug liar, which is why Fox News and MSNBC regularly attract more than 3 and 2 times the viewership. After King Charles failed to catch fire and got itself canceled, the top brass are pulling their hair out trying to find a solution before the election really heats up. They have Anderson Cooper, but they're saying they need another Chris, an insider told Page 6. CNN insiders say there could be a deal to be made with Chris down the road. This is already being whispered about and discussed quietly, but still unofficially, the source added. Management has changed, and CNN could be ready to move beyond the old issues. Especially since they have not been able to replicate Chris's success with their audience. Although Chris isn't talking about this openly, it's generally accepted by his circle that he misses his old job, continued the source. He loves being on TV and making a difference on national topics of interest to everyone. He wants to be in Israel reporting on the war. Cuomo is on TV. Well, he's on News Nation, so maybe not. What a humiliating story for CNN. And while it's true that Cuomo was their top-rated guy, when you work at CNN, that's like being the tallest midget in the circus. Bringing back the scandal-ridden Chris Cuomo is CNN's moonshot? Life is good. It's not just CNN that's broken, it's the news and political media overall. There is no bench at home or outside for CNN to draw from. All the so-called media stars have alienated normal people through their smug lies, insults, partisanship, mean-spiritedness, and this. Russia collusion hoax. Hands up, don't shoot hoax. Jussie Smollett hoax. Covington KK kids hoax. Very fine people hoax. 7-hour gap hoax. Russian bounties hoax. Trump trashes troops hoax. Policemen killed at mostly peaceful January 6th protest hoax. Rittenhouse hoax. Eating while black hoax. Border agents whipping illegals hoax. NASCAR news hoax. The Georgia Jim Crow 2.0 hoax. Trump assaulted Secret Service agents and grabbed steering wheel of beast hoax. MAGA assaulted Paul Pelosi hoax. COVID lab leak theory is racist hoax. Hunter Biden's laptop is Russian disinformation hoax. Joe Biden will never ban gas stoves hoax. COVID deaths are overcounted as a conspiracy theory hoax. Mass graves of Native children in Canada hoax. The Trump killed all the fish hoax. Trump told people to drink bleach hoax. Hamas hospital hoax. If re-elected, Trump will execute people hoax. The Alpha Bank hoax. Libs of TikTok murdered non-binary teen hoax. The Aaron Rodgers Sandy Hook truther hoax. The bloodbath hoax. This leaves CNN with zero options to save its shitty, universally despised news outlet. If I were in charge of CNN, I would pay guys like Joe Rogan whatever they wanted to save my network. As part of the Time Warner multinational Death Star, CNN has the money. But CNN would never hire a guy like Rogan because Rogan has his own mind, his own opinions, his own ideas about things. Unlike all of CNN's good dogs, Anderson Cooper, Aaron Burnett, Jake Tapper, Wolf Blitzer, etc., Rogan would never accept life on the left's narrative plantation. Yes, CNN would rather die an inglorious and humiliating death than tell the truth. Oh, man, imagine if Chris Cuomo returned to save the network. If you think Cuomo is an insufferable egomaniac now. But here's the other thing. Now that Cuomo has had some time away from Cuomo's narrative plantation, he has actually expressed some ideas CNN would never allow. Things Cuomo would never have said at CNN. So, how would that work if he returns? Does Chris Cuomo return to being a good dog? Or does CNN allow an anchor to commit thought crimes? The problem for CNN is that those thought crimes would almost certainly alienate what's left of its residual audience, which is about 450,000 leftists who enjoy being lied to. CNN denies it is thinking about rehiring Chris Cuomo. But as we all know, CNN Lies. John Nolte's first and last novel, Borrowed Time, is winning 5-star raves from everyday readers. You can read an excerpt here and an in-depth review here. Also available in hardcover on Kindle and audiobook.